Are you an Oklahoma college student with the next innovative product in the food and beverage industry? Do you think it's worthy of a $10,000 prize? If you answered yes to both of these questions, then you should enter the David Howard Food Product Innovation Competition at Oklahoma State. Chuck Willoughby, the manager for marketing relations at the Food and Agricultural Products Center, joins me, Megan Robinson, on this episode of the Inside OSU podcast. The contest is for students, but the public is more than welcome to taste test and judge. We have all the details on how to enter and other ways to get involved ahead.
We started a food product innovation competition back in 2018, did that 2 years in a row. David Howard was owner of Unitherm Food Systems, sold that to Marlin, and has retired, but he still holds the Food and Ag Product Center very dear to his heart. He was a member of the Industry Advisory Committee, so he put in a large chunk of money to up the stakes. We used to have a top award of $500. The top award this year is $10,000. Amazing, yes. And we did that in 2018, 19, 2020 was going to be the first David Howard competition, and then COVID came. So finally, we're able to roll this out. We hoped to have done it last year, but everything was still kind of virtual or hybrid. And the way this function works, where the students with their innovative ideas will also have a tasting opportunity, you need people there. You need interaction. You can't do this thing virtually. So we're happy we can finally have this on the 29th of March.
Do you need judges for this tasting? Because I can definitely be available on March 29th.
Very good. Yeah, we will put you down. And we have a couple of judges already lined up. We've got Chad Mills from the Riata Center for Entrepreneurship and John Griffin, owner of Griffin Foods. We're working on a few others to see if they can't also be there.
You explained what the contest is, big picture, but what's the purpose of this contest? Why do people want to enter this?
When we started this in 2018 and thought about it in 17, innovation is a very one of the core mission points for the center. And what better way to understand, well, what is innovation and what do new consumers want than to see, to have students, college students, college age, compete and introduce their ideas for innovation. And that was something we wanted to share with industry. Hey, here are some thoughts and ideas. Have you thought about these types of products as you start your own R&D? And of course, a lot of these companies will have already a lot of things on the drawing board, but why not listen to this particular audience? Because it's a huge market, and that's, I think, industry can benefit from this innovation. And then I think the students, the ones that have done it in the past, were just very excited to share their ideas.
You keep mentioning students, so this is obviously a student competition. Is it limited to Oklahoma State, or is there a broader range of people who can enter?
It is broad. It is any full-time student, full-time college student in the state of Oklahoma. And that's graduate level, undergraduate level. We've had individuals compete in the past as well as teams, so the team could be made up of a few graduates and undergraduates.
What is the deadline for students to enter this competition?
I'm glad you asked, and I'm glad you had us on, because that's coming around fast. It's going to be on the 1st of February is when entries are due. And, of course, we've got posters and flyers all over campus, and your podcast as well as social media. We're trying to let all the students in at Oklahoma State especially, but all around the state know about it. And so 1st of February, their entries. And it's real simple. If they go to food.okstate.edu and scroll down just a little ways, they'll see the competition. They can click on the registration link that gives a full page of instructions. But one of the key things we want them to email us is the name of the product, a short description of the product, who that target customer is, and very important, the value proposition that this innovative idea has. And so then we'll have a screening committee look at all those entries, and by the 15th of February, we'll pick those entries that will compete on the 29th of March.
You said a phrase, value proposition. What is that?
So when you look at what does this product have to offer the market, what value does it offer to a consumer? How is it different than anything that already might exist in that category? And so that's really what's their point of differentiation between a very similar product in the market. And of course, you can tie that very closely to the target customer and how that's going to appeal to the target customer.
So this will be the third year of this event.
This is the third year, yes.
Over the first two events, what have been some of your favorite entries or products? They don't have to necessarily be winners, but the most innovative that you've seen.
It's not so new now, but using insect protein. And so there was a team that provided a couple of energy bars, protein bars, and the protein source was cricket parts and powder. That, and of course, we're not saying that they went around and scooped up crickets that invaded the football stadium. There are actually cricket ranches, but you can buy cricket powder online and in some health food stores. And so I wouldn't have known there was cricket powder in it if they hadn't have told me. They were really tasty. And it's the protein that it packs per ounce is very, very high and very dense. So I like that one. Second year, there was a couple of girls, a two-girl team. They had these really good snack cookies, and their focus and mission was to educate people about the pollinators, not just butterflies, but hummingbirds and the honeybees. So naturally, there was honey in a lot of the product. But they wanted to call attention to pollinators because that was their passion, was entomology. And so I thought that was really neat, the way they phrased everything on their packaging and demonstrated things that people just don't think about and take for granted.
So all of this has sort of made me think of the show Shark Tank. You have an idea, you pitch it to the sharks, and hopefully you get a deal. And this, you pitch your product. Do all of these have to be like a proven thing, or can you just go with simply an idea? Do you have to have a physical product to present to the judges?
Yes, they need to have a physical product. So it's beyond idea. And that's another reason we just couldn't, in the virtual season of COVID, couldn't pull this off. And so there's a tasting for the public as well as the judges. And so not only are the judges going to evaluate criteria on their presentation skills and those kinds of things, they're going to evaluate the product. That being said, there's also a public or People's Choice Award too. So while you may have a top prize of $10,000 and then your middle prize of $5,000 and third place at $2,500, still a good amount, People's Choice is $1,000. So, you know, there could be somebody that judges just didn't see the value in that the public did. And so I think it's a really win-win for the students that compete.
I was reading the contest information page earlier today and last week when it was first brought to my attention. And there are steps to this contest. It's not just show up and enter. There's actually a presentation. So what should contestants know about the day of the actual contest so they can better prepare for that moment?
If any of the entries are chosen for competition, they'll understand that they'll have about a 5-minute presentation, you know, kind of that 3-minute thesis type deal, to give in front of the public as well as the judges. That'll all be in the auditorium there at the second floor of the Food and Egg Product Center. And then they'll also have a poster out there front on the table we'll provide so that people can sample it and they can tell the story. Not only to judges, but to the general public. The other thing that's good for them to know is win or lose, everyone gets compensated up to $250 for their materials, the ingredients, their poster board, any cost they have, just provide receipts, and they'll get up to $250 reimbursed. So it's not like you're taking a gamble that you're going to lose any money at all. I think most students can get this accomplished with that amount of money. And even the winners will get that $250 reimbursement. There is a $50 entry fee. So if selected, they'll make a check payable to IFT Oklahoma, Institute of Food Technologists, as a partnering agency on this. And so they'll get that back at the end of the competition. Somebody doesn't show for whatever reason, sorry, they'll forfeit that $50 registration fee, but it's not that big a deal.
Just to clarify, in case there's any confusion with people listening to this. So there's the $50 deposit that you get back if you're selected and you show up, as long as you show up that day.
Yes.
And then you also get up to $250. So that's not part of the $250. It's separate from.
Separate.
So you can get up to $300 mm-hmm. back.
Yep.
Okay.
So the $300 you invest in competing, you get back.
Awesome. Just want to make sure that is clear for our listeners who are interested in competing.
Yeah, and we hope there's a lot of college students listening to this, and maybe it's their parents or anybody, if you know a college student, encourage them to compete in this competition.
Have you judged at all in the past, or do you just oversee?
I oversee. I manage this event. I have judged. I'm actually a registered Kansas City barbecue judge, but I don't judge any of these. I just kind of oversee and manage this program.
What is the criteria that judges need to look for in these different products?
So this is like a 100-point scale. And so we're going to put 20% or 20 points on the consumer appeal and its market potential. And then we also will give them 20 points for clarity, organization of the presentation. And then also how well did they describe their product and process. That's another 20 points. The big one is, did the product appearance, texture, and taste score well? And that's 40 points. Like I mentioned before, John Griffin with Griffin Foods will be one of the judges. And of course, Chad Mills from Riata Center. So they have a good idea of how to evaluate these consistently and fairly.
Has there ever been a tie, or can there be a tie?
There can be. And what we've decided in the past on ties, not so much with this one, but we did. We also have a research symposium every spring, is we're not going to quibble or toss a quarter or go back to the drawing board. We're going to go ahead and award both people whatever they tied at whatever level. We're going to award that.
So if two people tie for first, they each get $10,000.
That's the way we plan to handle it, because, like I said, we just don't want to quibble and argue over minimal points. It's all about rewarding innovation.
You've mentioned the general public attending, so anyone can attend this event.
Sure can. And so that's available at our website, food.okstate.edu. Scroll down just a little bit. You'll see the link to that, and it's free. We do put a little freewill donation pickle jar out there that goes into our product innovation fund, because that fosters this program as well as some of the other programs that support the mission of Food and Agricultural Product Center.
So if you are a student and are interested in being involved in this but don't want to participate, are there any other ways to get involved?
I say come and attend and just get ideas. I mean, like I said, it's open to the public. Come and support. Maybe you've know somebody that does want to do this, or maybe someone's invited you to be on the team and you're just like, I'm just not sure I want to do that. It's not me. Come and support them.
The deadline to enter is quickly approaching. Hurry on over to food.okstate.edu and get your application in today. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Inside OSU podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Once again, I'm Megan Robinson. Hope to see you all at FAPSE on March 29th.